This is Amanda Massa, producer of Fresh from the Hill, Inside Stories of Noteworthy Cornellians. And we're doing things a little bit differently for this episode. Usually what we do is we record our episodes in bulk, months in advance of releasing them. And then we just kind of put them out there when they're ready. But today is actually Monday, March 30th, and this is going to be going live on Wednesday, April 1st. Because it's a timely conversation. And I am here with Juliana Garcia, class of 2014, and she is our current host of Fresh from the Hill. And so you've been hearing from her. And I wanted to have Juliana on today because there's so much going on in the world right now around the COVID-19 pandemic. And Juliana is actually doing some really great work around local relief efforts in Tompkins County. And I just wanted to have her on to talk about it. So thanks so much for being here, Juliana.
Thanks for having me. It's so great to be back.
It's so great to see you virtually. This is what we have to do, but it's not the best case scenario, but it gets the job done. So let's just start off. Can you tell me a little bit about Mutual Aid Tompkins and what you're doing with that organization?
Yeah, so this was something that actually just sprung up 2 weeks ago. So it's not like a long-standing like institution or anything, right? What happened was about 2 weeks ago when the schools started announcing they were going to close. At first, it was like one school said they were going to close for a couple days, right? Another said for a week, and another said for a month. So we started seeing all this stuff trickling in and people saying, well, we might have to work remotely. You know, we don't really know. It was like this weird transition time that was happening. And so it was like the weekend of, I think it was like the 14th maybe of March, where things like were escalating, but at kind of a slower speed. And we saw on Facebook, there was this Google form that was circulating from a mutual aid group in Seattle. And we saw a lot of people posting saying, hey, this would be great. We should do something like this. And then a friend of mine was like, okay, well, who's going to do it? I'll just do it. And so Josh Dolan started, it was originally called Tompkins COVID-19 Mutual Aid Response as a Facebook group. And so he started that and I hopped in because it was something that I was looking to do as well. So I was like, perfect, let's all join forces. And so we started it out and now we have almost 7,000 people in the group 2 weeks later. So it's very overwhelming and we've built out like a pretty good infrastructure for what we're doing. We've had a lot of like grassroots organizers come out of the woodworks and say, or people who we know who've been doing this forever, right? We've been reaching out to those people in our community and say like, hey, we want to be part of this. So it's been like a really transformative experience because it's a really great group of people to work with. We recently honed in on our points of unity and what we stand for so we can have clarity in that. We're trying to not be like a top-down organization, right? It's really just like we all agree to these points of unity and we're going to act autonomously, right? And we will have discussions if we feel someone isn't adhering to those points of unity, right? But mutual aid is something that's always been going on. It's just particularly relevant right now because everyone is in a situation where like essentially where like people's privilege is being taken away, right? Like people who weren't used to like not having jobs and not having transportation and, you know, all these other things are now kind of faced with this. And so there are a lot of mutual aid groups springing up across the U.S. To try to meet this need. And I think what's important is to differentiate mutual aid from charity because it's not charity, right? So mutual aid is neighbors supporting neighbors in the spirit of solidarity to meet survival needs as opposed to like, you know, the nonprofit charity structure where folks are dependent on a central organization. So it's really recognizing that the community knows best what it needs and how to meet those needs. And so we're really trying to facilitate like neighbors supporting neighbors. And we are prioritizing the needs of the people who are most vulnerable because those are historically the people who are marginalized are the ones who get left behind by all the systems. it doesn't have to be during a crisis, right? It can be anytime, because that's, you know, that's something that happens. So we are putting on all our forms and things like that, that we're prioritizing and meeting the needs of those most vulnerable, which includes the poor, sick, elderly, disabled, undocumented, queer, Black and brown, Indigenous, people of color. So yeah, we've had some people push back on that. And to us, it's like, this is something we're all doing as volunteers, and this is like what we believe in. So it's like, if you want to help in a different way, that's okay. You know, like you can go help at a different organization or whatever else. But we just want to be clear, like that's who we are. That's what we're doing. And that's what we're moving forward with. And you can be with us, or, you know, everyone needs help somewhere. So like, feel free to go somewhere else, you know?
Yeah. I really love it that, you know, you mentioned the other organizer who saw these mutual aid sites coming up and just took it upon himself to start it, you know, themselves. Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of people, you know, a lot of us don't know exactly what to do. So to have people like that who just kind of take the bull by the horns and do something is really remarkable. You and I were talking, and you had mentioned that some of you are kind of, you know, going around and going to grocery stores and delivering supplies to people who are in need. Can you talk a little bit more about that and what you guys are doing there?
So for people who maybe aren't familiar, like the way that our current like systems are set up is there's like usually barriers to service, right? Like any nonprofit you go to, if you're going through like any like public entity, like Department of Social Services, there's usually some sort of barrier to be able to get service. And we're really trying to remove that. And so it's like, if you have a need, like if you call us and say you need groceries for your family, we're going to get you groceries today. Like, we're not going to make you fill out like 50 pages of paperwork or whatever else. Right. So yeah, we launched a Google Voice number, that we're using, and it's just like, hey, like call this number. There's like maybe 5 people who are volunteering right now. And so what they're doing is either finding, because we have like a volunteer spreadsheet, which has been amazing, like this outpour of people who want to help, of like 400 people. And so what they're doing is trying to match people to people, right? And saying like, oh, Amanda, you said you could deliver groceries to someone. We had Juliana call and say she needs groceries. Are you willing to go pick some up and bring some to her house, right? So we're trying to match people to people. But if we like find that no one is responding, we are like that stopgap. So like, we are going and delivering groceries to you, Amanda, right? If you say, hey, like I did, you know, try to connect with all these people, but no one's able to.
And what inspired you to get involved, Juliana?
So I'm a social worker by training, right? And stuff like this is what I like do. I think, so it's a really terrible time, right? Like, I'm not trying to diminish that at all, but it's providing us an opportunity to like show that collectivism works, right? And mutual aid works. And I think we live in a pretty divided time right now. And if anything, this is kind of showing like, yeah, you should get to know your neighbors, you know, like they're not bad people. We're all human. We all have errors, right? And faults, but like, we really, like, I believe that people are good inherently, right? And I think that's why I want to do this work, because it's like, I believe people are good, and they want to help each other. Like, we've had people of all sorts of like political views, backgrounds, like enter into our like mutual aid group, and they're like responsive, right? Like, they're, it's been pretty limited in terms of like political discussions that have happened, and we've tried to like cap those. But it's like, people just want to help each other. And so I feel like this like pandemic, even though it's really freaking horrible, is, like showing us that. And it's like, I would love to be involved. I was talking to my husband and I was like, I feel like, cause I've been kind of spinning my wheels out with this. Like, I've taken time off of work to be able to like volunteer with this full time, right? For, you know, a couple weeks. And I told him, I was like, I feel like this is one of those points where like, if I looked back 10 years from now, I would be really upset with myself if I didn't do anything, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of where I come from.
And actually, you kind of touched upon a point that I was going to ask you was, have you seen any silver linings, you know, given that this is like a horrible situation that everybody's in, but has there been any like glimmers of humanity or any silver linings that you can see other than in addition to what you just talked about?
I think there has been. So it's like, we're focused on creating like long-term sustainable systems of interdependent community caring that ultimately leads to more resilient and self-reliant community. And I think a lot of like all the other mutual aid groups are doing that too. So it's like, I think that's a silver lining. Like if anything comes out of this, it's like people are more familiar with the people around them and are realizing that like, oh, hey, I had no idea my neighbor like had food insecurity issues, right? And it's like, well, now that I know, I'm going to make sure I check in with them more often. So yeah, I think this whole thing is kind of like removing the veil for like all of the issues people have faced, right? So we were only like day two into this and people were already having immediate needs, which means like those didn't like come up because of this pandemic, right? Like they always had food insecurity or housing insecurity. And so I think this is kind of shining a light on like the ills of our society to people who aren't necessarily tuned into that, right? Like maybe have more privilege. And they're saying like, oh, wow, like I had no idea this was happening. And it like really sucks, right? That it took a pandemic for people to tune into that. But it's like, if that's what it took, like, I guess I'm glad, you know, that now people realize like not everyone in our community has like housing, food, whatever else. Right. So yeah.
Yeah. That's so true. So I'm going to wrap up here, but before I do, can you, let our listeners know how they can get involved? I know this is local to Ithaca and Tompkins County area, but I'm hoping that a lot of our listeners are around here. And if you know of any like larger organizations for those who do not live in Tompkins County.
Yeah, for sure. So there's actually, I would recommend people check out COVID-19 Mutual Aid USA. So because I know like listenership isn't confined to just this county, right? So their website is usacovidmutualaid.org. And essentially what that organization is doing is they're trying to like build out, and they're working with us to build out like a toolkit to bring mutual aid, like a network, right, to your area. Because what we've been experiencing in the last 2 weeks is like trying to build this up from the ground up on our own. And that's like a lot of work. So if we can save anyone from having to do that, like that would be great. So that's like a pretty good place to go because they have mapped out like where networks already exist. Or if you see like, hey, my community doesn't have one, like you could do it yourself, right? So I would say go there. For ours, we're working on a website, but for now we're just on Facebook and it's Mutual Aid Tompkins. And we have like all the information there if people want to get more involved, whatever else. But yeah, I would suggest checking out the larger USA site.
Awesome. And we'll make sure to include all of everything in the show notes so that people have a place to click. But I want to thank you so much and thank you and your team at the Mutual Aid Tompkins for everything you're doing for the community. And just thanks for talking to me today.
Yes, I'm so glad we could connect.
Me too. And as a reminder to everybody out there, music for Fresh from the Hill was written, produced, and recorded by Kia Albertson Rogers, class of 2013. You can contact him at koa3@cornell.edu. And for more information about Cornell Young Alumni programs and how to get involved, you can visit our website, alumni.cornell.edu/young alumni, and our Facebook page, Young Alumni Programs. Thanks so much.